The following broadcast is a presentation of the Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. or visit us on the web at decaturfmc.org.
In the book of John, we see Jesus saying several I am statements. This is one of them we're going to dive into. Verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. All right, since I'm fairly new here and I don't know what everybody does, I just want to make sure. Raise your hand if you are a professional shepherd. No one? Okay, just wanted to make sure. Just want to make sure that no one here is a professional shepherd. But what we look at, what a shepherd is, Jesus is saying, I am the great shepherd. I am your shepherd. He's telling us that. What we see when we look at a shepherd is we see a shepherd does several things. Number one, a shepherd provides, doesn't he? He provides. He gives you everything he needs. He gives you water. He gives you food. He gives you a place to lie down. We see a shepherd also leads. And he'll help you to say, hey, go in this direction. And as a sheep, if you try to go a different direction, a shepherd is there to make sure that you are on the right path. Right? A shepherd also loves. He loves the sheep. It actually says, there's a couple of different places in the Bible that it says, if the sheep is lost, the shepherd will go out of his way to find the sheep to bring it back. Why? Because he loves you. And we see a shepherd protects. A shepherd protects. Maybe there's a bunch of wolves coming at you. And a shepherd is there to make sure that everything and all of his sheep are okay. In our household, we have way too many stuffed animals. Way too many. I have to confess, now that our boys are in Sunday school and they can't hear me, that there are times, even at night, because they have so many stuffed animals, there are times where we like want to sneak into their bedrooms and steal half of them and put them away somewhere. We want to get rid of like half of them. I think that would be good. They love their stuffed animals. But yet in a way, it's somewhat cute. Sometimes what they do is they take their stuffed animals. This is not so cute. They take their stuffed animals and at dinner time they will put it and line them up on the dinner table and put little things under their, like little plates under their mouths and try to feed them. It's hard enough to try to feed a family of five. Luckily, they're filled with stuffing. But they take care of their animals. Everything that their animal needs, they take care of. And there's even a show called Doc McStuffins that we watch all the time. And it's about a person who takes care and doctors their stuffed animals. Some of you parents know what show I'm talking about. That's what they do. And I find it a little bit funny that whenever our kids get sick, automatically, it's almost like their stuffed animals get sick as well. Oh, I need to take care of them as they take care of me. But the truth is, to their stuffed animal, they are almost like a shepherd to their stuffed animals. They provide for them. They lead them wherever they need to. There are times where our boys even put a dog collar on some of their stuffed animal and drag them across the floor. But they love on them. They protect them. Let's continue to read through our scripture reading. We just read the first couple of words. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. Let's talk about what the good shepherd does. And it says all of these different things. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. That's the hired hand. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. So we see in this text of how Jesus is for us. He is our great shepherd. So this morning during prayer time, we've all thought about maybe some things that make us anxious, some things that could be weighing us down, some fears that we have in our lives. Maybe for some of you, just thinking about that made you more anxious and more afraid. Well, before we dive in, I think we all just need to take one big breath. Inhale, exhale. And let's give it to Jesus. Let's give it to our shepherd who provides for us. Psalm chapter 23. A psalm and a scripture reading that most people read on their funeral. But yet, it's not just a reading that you see on the funeral. You see, this is for each and every one of us today. And so, I want to read Psalm 23. Up on your screen, you have it in the NIV version, but I want to read it to you in the New Living Translation version. And maybe most of you were like me when you were growing up. You had to memorize it. I memorized it, and I got a banana split because I memorized the Psalm 23. We're not going to give you a banana split this morning, but it's good to memorize it if you haven't. But Psalm 23, maybe you've memorized it. Maybe you've known it for all of your life. I encourage you, I'm going to read it to you, and I encourage you to close your eyes and to allow these words to soak into your spirit. Let me read this to you. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with your blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This Psalm 23 actually tells us the exact things that we've looked at of what a shepherd does. The first thing that we see is a shepherd provides. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He provides for you. There was a time in our life as a family. It was 2008. The economy just tanked. People were desperately running around trying to find jobs. At the time, I was a part-time youth pastor with full-time hours putting into it, but not a lot of money coming in. My wife was making most of the money. She had a great job as a teacher. We felt like God was calling us, leading us in 2008 for Tiffany to quit her job and to be a stay-at-home mom. There were some people around us looking at us and saying, "Are you guys idiots?" And there are some times where we looked at ourselves and saying, maybe we are. But this is what God is calling us to do. And we knew that God was going to provide. And even though it didn't make sense in our budget, it didn't make sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to God. And throughout that time, God provided for our every need. He did. He provided of giving us coupons that we could use that was perfectly for that day because we didn't have enough money to get the things that we needed to. He provided by giving us some money here or there that helped us. Even though it didn't make sense, God knew what he was doing, and he provided for us. Maybe you're here today and maybe you're saying, "I'm struggling. I'm struggling financially. I don't know how we're going to make it. But I know we are following God. And if that's the case, he will provide for you. Your every need. Everything that you need, he will provide. And yes, things might be tight, but that's okay. He's going to provide." The next thing that we see is a shepherd leads. In verse 3, he renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. He guides us. As a child, I remember one day I was walking to school. My sister was walking behind me because she was embarrassed of me. But she was walking behind me. And I remember I was holding my hand like this to my side. And my sister wanted to make fun of me as much as she could. And so she looked at me and she was like, "What are you doing?" I didn't really want to tell her because I knew she would make fun of me more. But I said, "Well, I'm holding Jesus' hand." "You're what?" "I'm holding Jesus' hand and I'm walking to school with him." The truth is, we do that. God leads us. He is right beside us. Not only that, but the Bible says he dwells in us. And so wherever we go, we hold hands with Jesus. And he is leading us and guiding us to where he wants us to go. We see that the shepherd protects. Your rod and your staff, they protect and comfort me. We live in a scary world. And maybe you have kids in this scary world or grandkids in this scary world. And that's anxiety of itself. For Peyton, every time that we had to take Peyton to school, it was almost like a time of, "We are giving him to you, God. Will you protect him?" Sometimes we feel like we maybe are throwing our kids out to the wolves. But yet Jesus protects. He will protect us. He is our shepherd. And the last thing is we see that he loves. "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life." I want you to know that Jesus loves you so much. He loves you so much. So that's what a shepherd does. Now we need to look at what a good sheep does. If he is the shepherd, we are supposed to be the sheep. So a good sheep will listen, will follow, and will trust. A good sheep will listen, will follow, and will trust. It even says that a good sheep will know its shepherd's voice, no matter what. So whenever Jesus speaks, we are to know his voice and do what he has commanded us to do. Are you being a good sheep? Are you listening? Are you following? And are you trusting that his ways are better than yours? So he is the great shepherd. But the problem is not all of us are sheep. Actually, Matthew tells us that. Matthew 25, verse 32 says, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. So we see maybe not all of us are sheep. Maybe some of us are goats. So I had to look into it since I'm not a professional shepherd. What are the difference between a sheep and a goat? Well, a goat, for one, follows their own rules. They do what they want to do. After first service, someone came in to me and they said, maybe just like a cat. Cat does what it wants to do. But they follow their own rules. They do what they want. And they like to be alone. But a sheep follows their shepherd. They always listen and follow rules. And they like to be in a flock. And the problem is when we look in this world, we see that there's too many goats that are out there. There are too many people, too many of us, if we can really be honest, who are trying to do things on our own. We have the philosophy of, this is my world and I'm going to run it. This is my life and I'm going to do what I want to do with it. And maybe when times get desperate, then we call on the shepherd. But the question is, are you being more like a sheep or more like a goat? Are you following the voice of God? You see, when we trust in him, we trust that his ways are better than ours. We trust that in him, he will provide for us. He will take care of every one of our needs. We trust that his way is the best. Maybe today you just need to trust a little bit more. Trust in him. Allow Jesus to guide you. Allow Jesus to be your shepherd. So again, maybe some of you this morning are thinking of some fears, some anxieties that you struggle with. Maybe some of you this morning know that these things are weighing you down. And my call is for you to be a good sheep. I've never interviewed a sheep before, but I'm pretty sure if I would interview a sheep, the sheep would say, yeah, at night, I'm not nervous about what's going to happen because my shepherd is right there. During the day, I'm not nervous if I'm going to get fed or not because my shepherd always takes care of me. I want you to know that your shepherd always takes care of you and he will always protect. Let's lay our anxieties down. Let's lay our fears down and let's trust in him. As we close, the band's going to come up. But I'm going to close in reading Psalms 23 one more time for you. Because sometimes when we read it the first time, it just kind of like rolls off, right? But allow this to really sink in. May you know that Jesus is our shepherd. So receive these words again. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Oh, let me read that again. Did you get that? Maybe there's some of you who just need this line today. Let me read that again. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, maybe you're walking through a dark valley right now. I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Did you get that? Do we need to read it again? Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with your blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Let's lay some of our anxieties down. And maybe some of you just need to trust this morning. Trust in your shepherd. That no matter what, he is with you. And you should not be afraid. But have comfort that your shepherd loves you. That he is taking care of you. He is comforting you and your every need. As we dig in and as we worship together, we're going to sing a song about how he loves us. And I want you to know that he is your shepherd because he loves you so much. So let's stand together and let's worship him.
He is just for me. Love.